There were far less people here when I first arrived, and it was a lot more free and easy going. You just rented the space. I mean, you didn't have to go through a whole application procedure to get in here and present a dossier and all this kind of stuff. No, you just said you were a working artist, and that was it. And then everybody at the time was doing stuff. You know, there were photographers, painters here, people that had been here for years. You know, I mean, years, 40, 50 years. I mean, and he turned out to be the longest living resident that we've had, a guy called André Barthélemy, who'd spent most, well, half his life here, because he died when he was 96 or 97, I think.
I discovered this place a few years ago, even before living there. I lived for 6 years with my son. I was looking for a place with friendly people, creative, to land after the earthquake of January 12th in Haiti. I submitted my file, and I was accepted that allowed me to put my luggage in this extraordinary place. It is very pleasant to live in Workshop, a place full of story in the heart of the capital. I would like there to be more places like that. I think the purpose of my work is to share this part of the Caribbean culture that is in me, and also to learn from all my neighbors who have evolved in different disciplines.
Having a place where like 20, 30 artists can be together and meet, but also live at safe places, like having a place to walk and having a place to sleep, that is not so temporary. It's quite temporary because it's a maximum 9 years, I think. But so it's a balance between privacy and collectivity. And I think it's good for that. And also it's having the strength to continue an artistic practice, because lots of artists do not make money, so it's really challenging. It's like a normal living, I think, plus knowing your neighbors, and if you want, you can have some projects together, programming things like exhibitions or concerts or